AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prosecutors say Frank James terrified the entire city of New York. The man accused of shooting 10 people at a Brooklyn subway station was ordered held without bail. James spoke only to answer yes to standard questions. He's charged with a federal terrorism offense that applies to attacks on mass transit systems. Florida is the latest state to change the law on abortions. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
We are here today to protect life.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has signed a 15-week abortion ban into law. The move comes amid a growing conservative push to restrict abortion ahead of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that could limit access to the procedure nationwide. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, traveling with the president aboard Air Force One, was asked about the new law.
A constitutional right that Roe v. Wade reaffirmed nearly five decades ago, and the president again calls on Congress to act and send a bill to his desk to shut down these radical steps being taken.
Florida's 15-week abortion ban takes effect July 1st. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden was asked if a senior U.S. official is going to be sent to Ukraine.
We're making that decision now.
Meantime, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet was badly damaged, its crew evacuated. Ukrainian officials say their forces hit the vessel with missiles. Russia acknowledges a fire aboard the ship, but no attack. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says they can't independently verify what happened, but it's a big blow to Russia.
They've had to kind of choose between two stories. One story is that it was just incompetence, and the other was that they came under attack, and neither is a particularly good outcome for them.
A massive fire at a Northern California food processing plant prompted authorities to tell thousands of nearby residents to evacuate and to order tens of thousands more to stay in their homes. This is AP News. The IMF's Christiana Jovieva is warning about the economic impact of the Russian war in Ukraine.
Jovieva warns Russia's war against Ukraine is weakening the economic prospects for most of the world's countries and is calling high inflation a clear and present danger to the global economy. Jovieva adds the consequences of Russia's invasion is contributing to economic downgrades for 143 countries, although most of them will continue to grow, she says. The war has disrupted global trade in energy and grain and is threatening to cause food shortages in Africa and the Middle East. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A decommissioned World War II-era destroyer docked near downtown Buffalo, New York, is taking on water. Crews are working to keep the USS The Sullivans from sinking at its berth at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park, where it has been open for tours. They believe there is a breach on the right side of the hull. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.